Hi, and welcome to this demo of using the Dolphin Guide Connect software, which is a self-voicing application that you can run on a Windows 10 computer, including a laptop, a desktop, and a tablet such as the Surface Pro. So in effect, you can use Guide Connect itself from the keyboard, the mouse, a touchscreen. Or in this demo, I'm actually going to show you what it's like to use the Dolphin Guide Connect software with a remote that you can buy with the Dolphin Guide Connect as a bit of an add-on. And what you simply do is plug a little USB infrared transmitter into your, in this case, my Surface Pro, and the remote picks it up and off you go, all done via your Dolphin Guide Connect remote. So what I might do is I'm just going to start up Guide Connect with the remote, and then I'll explain the remote as we go through the demo. So I've got Guide Connect already running, or as in installed, on my Surface Pro here. Now you can have Guide Connect start up automatically. I don't on my particular machine. But what you can also do is press the top right-hand button on the Guide remote, which is actually the menu button, like a home button, takes you back to the Guide main menu. When you're out of Guide, it actually launches Guide, which is quite nice. So I'm going to press that now.
Hello and welcome to Guide Connect. Please wait while your personal settings are loaded.
And I think I'll just turn that down a little bit.
Emails, 1 of 11. To read and write emails, select this option.
Now, a bit of a trick with using Guide is all the menus have a little help tip after them. So when you're getting used to the software, just wait a little bit to have it do its little intro for you about a particular item. Of course, when you're used to it, you can just fly through with the up and down arrows on the Dolphin remote. And while we're talking about up and down arrows, so on my Dolphin remote, that top right-hand button is the menu button, or I use that to launch Guide Connect. The top left-hand button is the exit button, so it allows you to exit the software. The button below the exit button on the left-hand side is your actions menu button that you can press when you get told that an application that you're in or a function that you're in has actions available. And then the right-hand button, which is again below the top right-hand menu button, is the help menu button or the help and information button. So two buttons at the top, left is exit, right is menu. Two buttons below that, left is actions button and right is your help and information button. And then below that, we've got our traditional round circle, left, right, up and down. And primarily you use the up and down part of this arrow to go up and down the menus. And then you've got a nice big round OK or select button in the middle that's indented. And then below that round button, you've then got a group of three keys sort of in a downward pointing arrow. The bottom one in the middle is your speak button or your voice recognition button if you're using a mic such as I've got in my Surface Pro here. So you can use that to do voice dictation. And then the button to the left, on the top of the left arrow bit if you like, that's your back button or escape button. And the right hand part of the arrow pointing up is your silent speech button or pause the speech button. And then below that on the left hand side, we've got a plus and a minus, one up and below each other, quite flat buttons, quite rectangular flat buttons. The left-hand side is volume up and volume down, and the right-hand side is zoom up and zoom down, so pretty well straightforward. So I'm going to press the down arrow on my remote.
Letters and documents, 2 of 11. To read and write letters and documents, select this option.
Okay, so letters and documents, I'm pressing down arrow again.
Websites, 3 of 11. To visit websites and find information from the internet, select this option.
Okay, that's websites, down arrow again.
Scanner and camera, 4 of 11. To read and magnify images from your scanner, select this option.
Okay, so you can read and scan images from a scanner or camera.
Books and news, 5 of 11. To find, download and read books, news and magazines, select this option.
So that's books. Now, primarily here in Australia, the book option will take you to EPUB, Gutenberg, and of course to the Vision Australia Online Library. Down again.
Address book and calendar, 6 of 11. To view your address book and calendar, select this option.
So address book and calendar, down arrow again on the remote.
Entertainment, 7 of 11. To stay entertained with radio stations and podcasts, select this option.
Okay, so again, online radio stations and podcasts. Because of course, this being a primarily online tool, of course you have to have your computer connected to your Wi-Fi network of some kind.
Notes, 8 of 11. To view or create a note, select this option.
Okay, so you can view and create a note, either a text note if you want to use voice recognition, or you can do an audio note. And keeping in mind all this other stuff I'm talking about on the remote, you've got more functionality and you can do more things, of course, if you use a keyboard. I'm just showing the remote on this particular demo. And of course, if you don't want to use voice recognition, you can just grab your keyboard and start typing. Or you can use the on-screen keyboard that you can also use on the screen with just left and right arrows on the remote, and press select on the character that you then want to choose, and then you would then arrow across to the enter key and press enter when you're finished. But anyway, we'll keep going with the remote. Down again.
Tools, 9 of 11.
This is tools.
To access your tools, including backup and restore, training and remote support, select this option.
Okay, so that's where you can get primarily training information in particular, including the Getting Started at Wizard, and also some quite good videos on how to use the Dolphin remote, touchscreen, keyboard, mouse, etc. with the guide software, including shortcut keys as well. Down again.
Settings, 10 of 11. To change guide, connects voice, colors and more, select this option.
Okay, so these are all the settings to do with guide, the colors on the screen, what your voice sounds like, the voice rate, volume, what speakers you're using, your microphone settings, all that sort of stuff in the settings screen.
Exit Guide Connect, 11 of 11. To turn Guide Connect off, select this option.
Okay, and that's how to exit Guide Connect and or restart or shut down your computer. Now, I should say back up in
Settings, Tools,
I'm just pressing 9 up of 11. Back to Tools.
To access your tools, including backup and restore, training and remote support, select this option.
In training as well, you've got a bit of a typing tutor that you can use to, one, explore the keyboard and to practice your typing with your, you know, your ASDF and so on. So that's also quite good. All right, let's go keep going back up, and I want to show you how to use the radio and podcast options. And again, I'm still using the remote. I'm pressing up arrow on the remote.
Notes, entertainment, 7 of 11.
I'm pressing select. I'm not waiting for the help text.
There are three options. Radio.
So I've got radio. 1 of 3. And if I pause and wait a bit.
To listen to a radio station, select this option.
Okay, and pressing down arrow on the remote.
Podcasts, 2 of 3.
Podcasts.
To listen to a podcast, select this option.
And down again.
Music and CD player, 3 of 3. To listen to music from your computer or to play a music CD, select this option.
And of course, this would be relying on if you had music on your computer already and or you had a CD drive, etc. All right, so I'm going to press up arrow.
Radio.
Back to radio and press select.
Radio stations. There are two options. Favorites. 1 of 2.
So we've got favourites.
To play a radio station from your favourites list, select this option.
And down arrow.
Play a new station, 2 of 2.
Or play a new
to
station.
To play a new radio station, select this option.
So let me just press up arrow. I'm just going to see what favorites. I've got in the favourites at the moment. One let me of press two. Select on the remote in the
favorite
middle of there.
Stations.
Left, right,
there
up and down.
There is one option. 1233 ABC Newcastle, Newcastle. 1 of 1.
So that's Newcastle here
to
in New
play
South
1233 ABC Newcastle, Newcastle. Select this option. There are actions available.
Okay, now you heard it say actions available, so I could also press the actions button here now to look at what actions I've got. Remember the actions button on the remote? on the grid of four buttons above the up, down, left and right arrow selector, it's the bottom left hand button. Okay, so at the top, remember, from left to right, you've got exit, and on the other side you've got menu, and then underneath those two buttons at the top left and right, left one is actions menu, the right one is your help and information button. So I'm not going to press it at the moment. I'm just going to press select in the middle of the up, down, left and right arrow to start listening to ABC Newcastle.
Playing 1,233 ABC Newcastle, Football Federation Australia has confirmed next week's Olympic women's soccer qualifiers in Sydney will go ahead.
Okay, pause
1,233 ABC Newcastle, Newcastle. And press enter to play.
I can press enter or select again on the remote to play. So I'm going to press the back button, and the back button is literally above my up and down volume button on the left-hand side of the remote. So I'm going to press that there.
Favorite stations. There is one option. 1,233 radio stations. There are three options. Continue playing 1,233 ABC Newcastle, Newcastle. One of three. To continue playing 1,233 ABC Newcastle, Newcastle, select this option.
So I'm going to press dinner.
Favorites.
And two of three. Again.
Play a new station.
And press select three, okay, three. On the remote.
Radio stations. There are 16 items. 105.7 ABC Darwin. One of 16.
Okay, now I want to listen to 105.7 ABC Darwin. ABC Sydney. Select so I'm press this option.
1,203 or 702 ABC Sydney.
That's
Sydney.
The one. I'm going to press five select of 16. On the remote.
Playing 702 ABC Sydney, Sydney. Press enter to pause.
What's keeping them getting out of bed in the morning? We might have a chance.
The other thing that happens immediately after a disaster, I mean, we're seeing that with the bushfires, is
pause at 702 ABC Sydney, Sydney. Press enter to play.
Okay, now, if I now press my actions button.
Actions. There are two options. Add to favourites.
I can
one of two.
Add to favourites. I can press dinner.
Details.
I can get
two of two.
Details.
To view details of the selected radio station, select this option.
Okay, but I'm going to press up arrow.
Add to favourites. One of two.
And just wait for the tip this time.
To add this radio station to your favourites, select this option.
And I'm going to press select or OK on the remote.
Guide connect. 702 ABC Sydney, Sydney added to favourites. Currently selected. OK.
Yeah,
playing 702 ABC Sydney, Sydney. Press enter to pause.
And starts playing again.
And it was really a logistical
play. Pause at 702 okay
ABC Sydney, Sydney.
Now,
press
by the
enter
way,
to play.
Depending on where you are in the world, Guide Connect will install for the local region. So here in Australia, it's primarily chosen mainly all the ABC radio stations around Australia. Okay, so that's the way it tends to work. And hopefully over the time, Dolphin themselves will add more radio stations. All right, I'm going to go back one menu with the back button.
Radio stations. There are 16 items.
And 702
radio stations. There are three options. Continue playing 702 ABC Sydney, Sydney.
And back
one
again.
Entertainment. There are three options. Radio. One of three.
So we're back to radio.
To listen to a radio
and
station.
I'm going to press down arrow.
Podcasts.
And podcasts.
Two of three. Podcasts. There are three options. Favorites. One of three.
So we've got
to play an episode from your list of favorite podcasts.
Play
a new podcast.
Play a new podcast.
My downloaded podcast episode.
My downloaded podcast episode. So I'm just going to press up.
Favorites.
Get back
one
to favorites.
Three.
Press select on favorites.
Favorite podcasts. There are three options. Talking Tech. One of three. To open a list of episodes for this podcast, select this option. There are actions available.
Okay, so again, we've got actions available. So that's Talking Tech from Vision Australia, which is my technology weekly radio program. I press down arrow.
I see. Two of three. To open a list of episodes for this podcast, select this option.
That's my I See Various Technologies from a Blind Person's Perspective podcast.
Beginner's Guides to Dolphin Guide. Three of three. To open a list of episodes for this podcast, select this option.
And that's mainly to do with using Dolphin Guide on the internet. So I'm going to press up arrow twice.
Talking Tech.
And select
one
Talking
of three.
Tech.
To open a list of Talking Tech episodes, there are 20 items. Talking Tech, the 28th of January 2020, 1 of 20. To play this episode, select this option.
Okay, I'm going to select that available by pressing the select button in the middle, of course, on my remote.
Playing Talking Tech, press enter to pause.
Hello everyone, welcome to Talking Tech. I'm Stephen Jolly, great to have you with us. No matter where you're listening, perhaps through Vision Australia Radio or associated stations of RPH Australia, maybe it's the Community Radio Network, or perhaps you're listening to the podcast. For those who don't know about the podcast, it's called Talking Tech. That's all you have to search for, those two words. And down it will come, usually on a Tuesday afternoon, just after it's been produced. With me, as always, is Vision Australia's National Advisor on Access Technology, David Woodbridge. David, let's start by reminding people about the availability of Vision Australia's telephone services, the Access Technology.
Okay, and I'll just stop it there. Don't need to hear myself talking again. Back to the previous menu again.
Talking Tech episodes. There are 20 items. Talking Tech, the 28th of January.
So as you can see, and I've just pressed the silence button, which is the button right above my zoom up and down the right-hand side. So as you can see, it's a very straightforward system. It's literally just up and down arrow, press and select, pressing back, and so on to get things done, and a few other buttons if you want to do that. So I'm going to press back again.
Favorite podcasts. There are three options. Talking Tech, one of three.
Back again.
Podcasts. There are four options.
And down.
Favorites.
And down.
Play a new podcast.
To play a new three podcast. Of
four. To play an episode podcast. There are 19 items. ABC Book Show. 1 of 19.
So let me just press down arrow, and I want to get down to Vision Australia's Talking Vision main program for blind and low vision folks. And as I said before, most of these podcasts, like the radio station, are mainly or primarily ABC stations, besides my IC podcast for myself and Talking Tech and Talking Vision. So I'm going to press down arrow.
ABC.
And I'm not letting you read that, all of them.
ABC.
Because I want to get down through this list.
Beginner's Guide. I see. 14 of 19 are in late nightly. Are in the site. Supernova. Talking Tech.
That's me.
Talking Vision.
That's 19 Talking Vision. 19. Number 19. So pressing
to
select.
To open a list of episodes for this podcast. Talking Vision episodes. There are 100 items. Talking Vision episode 512, the 29th of January 2020. 1 of 100.
And let's press play on the remote.
Playing Talking Vision. Press enter to pause.
From Vision Australia, this is Talking Vision. And now, here's Stella Glory.
Hello everyone, it's great to be here with you. And for the next half an hour, we talk matters of blindness and low vision.
And we've had some comments from teachers how great it is to have the video segments in it, because there is actually things, there is a video segment which answers some questions. What could you be looking for if you are concerned about someone that may have a vision impairment in your classroom?
And that was Melissa Fanshawe, who is an educator and one of the authors of the chapter in a book for teachers about diversity and inclusion. And the chapter is called Opening Eyes to Vision Impairment.
Okay,
pause Talking Vision. Press enter to play.
Okay, so I'm going to go back one level with the back button on the remote.
Talking Vision episodes. There are 100 items. Talking Vision episode.
Go back again.
Podcast. There are 19 items. Talking Vision. 19 of 19. To open a list of episodes for this podcast, select this option.
Now, I want to add Talking Vision to my favourites, so I'm going to press my actions button.
Actions. There are four options. Add to favourites.
Add to favourites.
To add the selected podcast. Guide Connect. Talking Vision has been added to your favourites. Currently selected. OK.
And if I press OK.
Podcast. There are 19 items. Talking Vision. 19 of 19.
Excellent. It's been added to my favourites. So I'm going to go back a menu.
Podcasts.
Back button.
There are four options. Continue playing Talking Vision episode 512 for 29th of January 2020.
Pressing down.
Favorites.
There's my favorites. If I press select.
Favorite podcasts. There are four options. Talking Tech.
Yeah, so I've got Talking Tech.
I see.
Beginner's Guide.
Talking Vision.
And there's Talking Vision. Okay.
To open a list of episodes
so
of this podcast.
So if I wanted
podcast,
to quickly play my podcast.
I see.
Pressing up arrow. Pressing select.
I see episodes. There are 50 items. Demo of the Scangi document stand for optical character recognition OCR apps running on a smartphone or tablet. 1 of 50. Wednesday, the 29th of January 2020. To play this episode, select
okay,
this option.
So I'm
there.
Play that one.
Playing IC. Press enter to pause.
Hi, and welcome to this demo of the Scangi document stand. And this is a stand, I guess, particularly for blind or low vision folks that want to
and
use.
Okay,
pause IC.
Pause.
Press enter to play.
All right, so I'm really finished with the radio and podcast. I'm going to quickly press my menu button, top right hand side of the remote.
Main menu.
And I've gone back to the main menu.
There are 11 options. Emails. 1 of 11. To read and write emails. Select this option.
Okay, so that was entertainment, radio and podcast. Let me just show you two more. I'm going to show you the notes function, and then I'll show you the web very quickly. So I'm going to press down arrow.
Letters and document. Websites. Scanner and camera. Books and news. Address book and entertainment. Notes. 8 of 11.
Okay, select on notes.
Notes. There are two options. Testing doing an audio note. 1 of 2.
Yeah,
audio.
That's one of my test
to
audio
listen
notes.
To this memo.
I'll press down arrow again.
Testing doing the text note.
That's testing doing test. That's the name of the note.
Text. To view this note, select this option.
So as you could tell, one said audio, if you listen to the tip, and one said text. All right. So I want to create a new note. So I'm going to press my actions button again.
Actions. There are 7 options. Add new audio note. 1 of 7.
So I've got add new audio note. If I press down.
Add new text note.
Add new text
2
note.
2 of 7.
So I'm going to press up.
Add new audio
and
note.
Press select on add
1 of 7.
Audio note.
New audio note. Please type a title for your audio note. Then press enter to continue. Voice dictation is available.
Now I actually have an on-screen keyboard on the screen.
Q.
As in like that. That was just me pressing right arrow. But I can voice dictate. So I'm just going to press the voice recognition button once. This is yet another test.
This is yet Guide Connect. Select OK to start recording your note. When you have finished, press Enter to stop the recording. Currently selected. OK.
Okay, so I'm going to press the OK in the middle of my up, down, left, right arrow keys on my remote. And I'll just say one of my favorite little poem type things. So I'm going to press select OK button now.
This is yet another test.
That was the name of the document, which will probably go into the recording. Today I saw a little worm a wriggling on his belly. I wonder if he'd like to come inside and see what's on the telly. And I'm just going to press OK to stop this audio note now.
Playing audio note. Press enter to pause.
Document, which will probably go into the recording. Today I saw a little worm a wriggling on his belly. I wonder if he'd like to come inside and see what's on the telly. And I'm just going to press OK to stop this audio note now.
Very good. Now, if I press the back button.
Guide Connect. Would you like to save your audio note? Currently selected. Yes.
So currently selected is yes. If I press down arrow.
No.
And we've got no. I'm going to press up.
Yes.
And I'm going to press OK. I'll select on. Yes.
Guide Connect. Your note has been saved to your notes list. Currently selected. Okay.
Yeah, pressing OK again.
Notes. There are 3 options. Testing doing an audio note. 1 of 3.
Okay, so I've now
audio.
Got 3 notes. That's
to
audio.
To listen to this
down
memo.
Arrow.
Testing doing the text note.
That's text
2 of
note.
3.
Down again.
This is yet another test. 3 of 3. Audio.
That's audio.
To listen to this memo. Select
and
this option.
And I'm
going to
play it back to myself. I'm going to press OK.
Playing audio note. Press enter to pause.
Document, which will probably go into the recording. Today I saw a little worm a wriggling on his belly. I wonder if he'd like to come inside and see what's on the telly. And I'm just going to press OK to stop this audio note now.
Press the back button.
Notes. There are 3 options. Testing doing an audio note. 1 of 3.
So back to the audio. List of notes.
To listen to this memo, select this option. There are your actions available.
Now, while I'm here, let's just do a text note. So I'm going to press my actions button again.
Actions. There are 7 options. Add new audio note. 1 of 7.
And down.
Add new text note.
Select 2 on of 7. Text note.
New text note. Please type a title for your text note, then press enter to continue. Voice dictation is available.
Okay, this time just be a little bit different. I'm going to use the on-screen keyboard. So I'm going to press my right arrow on my remote.
Q, W, E, R, T.
To T, I'm going to press select to OK on the remote.
T entered.
And then left arrow.
R, E.
E. Select E entered. Of course, I'm doing test. I want to get to S. I'm going to press down arrow.
D.
Then left.
S.
And then press select on S.
S entered.
And going up.
W.
Across to the right. From my right arrow.
R. T.
Press select.
T entered.
And I'm pretty sure enter is on the same row as A, S, D, F, etc. So I'm going to press down.
G.
Going across to the right.
H, J, K, L, quote. A, S, A, J, K, L, quote. Enter.
There's enter. I'm going to press select.
Test. Text note. Please type your text. Then when you have finished, press the escape to save the note and exit. Voice dictation is available.
Remember, the escape key is the back key on the remote. So I'm going to do voice dictation this time. I'm going to save another one on my little favourite poemy type thing. So I'm going to press the voice dictation button on the remote. The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog and raced away into the bush, never to be seen again. Full stop.
The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog and raced away into the bush, never to be seen again.
That's not too bad. And of course, you can also do punctuation like I just did then with full stop. And you heard me pause, and then after about 3 seconds, it did the translation and started voicing. So again, if I press my back button on my remote.
Guide Connect. Would you like to save your text note? Currently selected.
Yes. And I'm going to press OK on yes. I'm not going to press down and hit no. So OK on yes.
Guide Connect. Your note has been saved to your notes list. Currently selected. OK. Notes. There are 4 options.
Just press select again.
Testing doing an audio note. 1 of 4.
Okay, now I've got 4 notes in total.
Audio. To listen to this memo.
Of course, I
can
down arrow to that note and then just press select on it and let's do it again, which I'm not going to bother about. So I'm going to quickly zoom back to the main menu by pressing the menu button top right hand side of the remote.
Main menu. There are 11 options.
And let me show you quickly.
1 of 11.
Stuff to do with the web. So I'm going to press down arrow.
Letters and documents. Websites. 3 of 11.
Pressing select.
Websites menu. There are 4 options. Home page. 1 of 4. To open your home page, select this option.
So let's see if you've got a home page already saved. Pressing down.
Open a new web page.
You can open a new web page or do a search.
To open a new web page.
Again, I can use voice recognition to do that.
Select this option.
Of course, it does a search via Google.
Favorites. 3 of 4.
Favorites.
To open your list of favorite.
And down again.
My downloaded files.
My downloaded files. So I'm going to press up.
Favorites.
I'm going to press select on favorites.
Favorites. There are 5 options. Shop Vision Australia.org, 1 of 5.
And that's shop.visionaustralia.org/.
To go to this website, select this option. There are actions available.
And again, we've got actions available. Pressing down.
DavidWoodbePodbean.com.
That's my IC podcast webpage.
www.smh.com.au.
That's the silent key on the remote to shush it up a bit. And remember, that's the key above my zoom up and zoom down keys.
www.smh.com.au. 3 of 4 loading. Please wait. Page loaded. Australian breaking news headlines and world news online bar smh.com. Australian breaking news headlines and world news online bar smh.com or.
Normally, when you're navigating, a lot more navigation ability on using a keyboard, touchscreen or your mouse. So here on the remote, if I just press down arrow.
Australian breaking news. Skip. January 31st, 2020. Subscribe. Login. Open menu.
Okay, so we're going button. Down line by line. If I press right arrow.
Capital.
It's going to do.
Capital. E.
parents doing capital letters, reading them out on the screen. So it's basically character by character, left and right. Up and down is item by item. But if I want to read the headings on the page, if I press my actions menu, button on my remote.
Actions menu, there are 10 options. Open a new web page.
You can open a new web page. 1 of 10.
Back a page.
Back a page.
Search web page.
Search
3 of 10. To search for a specific word or phrase on the current web page. Select this option.
Okay, so search for a specific word or phrase on a web page, which is really handy for using speech.
Links. 4 of 10. That's a
list of links.
Headings.
List of headings. 5 of 10. Which is what I want, so I'm going to press select in a minute. I'm just going to go down arrow to get the rest of them.
Add to favorites.
Add to favorites.
Print.
Print. Set.
Refresh.
Refresh.
Set as home page.
Set as home page. 9 of 10.
Exit browser.
And exit browser. 10 of 10. So I'm going to just go up back to headings.
Refresh. Print. Add to headings.
And press select.
5 of 10. To open a list of headings on the current web page, select this option. Loading. Please wait.
So the first time I pressed OK on the heading, it took me to the heading. And because that heading was also a link, it's now opened up that web page for me. Because it's gone to a web page and I'm not sure where the article's gone to, I'm going to press my actions button again.
Actions menu.
Come down to headings.
Back a pack. Search. Links. Headings. 5 of 10. To open a list of headings on the current web page. The Sydney Morning Herald.
Okay, 1 of 31. I'm going to press down.
East Coast heatwave threatens national power grid. 2 of 31. To move to this item on the web page, select this option.
And I can tell that I've gone to a new web page because now it's only got about 31 headings on it rather than 200 and something. So press and select. So if I now press down arrow.
You have 5 free articles remaining.
Oh, thank you.
Don't miss how this subscribe card or pay already. Log it by Nick to scan and January 3rd. Share on fat. Share on. Send via normal. Larger tech. Very 100. View or a multi-state heat wave was set to strain the East Coast energy grid on Friday, with authorities
planning
to
call on
emergency power reserves in order to avoid blackouts. Play video. Button.
Okay, and I can keep going down and keep reading the article, or I can press play. Remembering websites are not the most straightforward things in the universe, so it could get a bit messy. But if you keep going to a website that you're used to, then you can use a combination of your up and down, line by line, the headings in the actions menu, the list of links, or even searching for text, particularly because you can also voice dictate. All right, so that's enough really of playing for a website for the moment. I won't bother doing a search, but simply you do open, and rather than, you know, typing in a website or saying it, you can just do a search for a key phrase, and then it'll come up and you can go through the headings, because you don't want to press up and down through the Google search hits. You can do it that way as well. So I'm going to press the menu button to go back to the main menu.
Main menu. There are 11 options. Emails. 1 of 11.
Okay, so I've done radio programs and podcasts. We've done doing some notes with voice and voice recognition, with voice audio and voice recognition. And I just did something a bit on the web. Let me just press the help and information button on the remote. And again, this is the button on the right-hand side above the up and down, left and right arrow keys and below the top right-hand menu key. So I'm going to press that now.
Help and information. There are 6 options. Help. 1 of 6. To get help. Select this option.
So this is context menu help depending on what you're in, which is actually quite good.
Today, 2 of 6.
This is today.
The current time is 11:45 a.m. Friday, the 31st of January 2020.
Okay, to view today's events,
select this option.
And I can select that to view day's events.
Battery.
Down again.
3 of 6.
This is battery.
The battery is being charged and is at 100%. To view the current battery level, select this option.
So it's got the battery level there, particularly because I'm using it on my Surface Pro. Down again.
Internet connection.
Internet connection. 4 of 6. That's to connect or to disconnect.
Notifications.
Notifications.
5 of 6. You have no notifications.
I've got no notifications. To view the notification,
switch voice.
I can switch 6 of 6.
To switch to the next preferred voice. Switch to the other select Australian this option. Voice,
which is Lee. If I press select on it.
Karen.
Lee.
Karen.
Lee.
There's Lee. If I press up arrow.
Notifications.
That's Lee talking. Down again.
Switch voice.
And go back to 6 Karen. Press and select again.
Karen.
All right, I'm going to press my menu button and go zip back to the main menu.
Main menu. There are 11 options. Emails. One of 11.
To read and write emails. I will leave you to play with emails, because remember that you've got to actually get that set it up. The same with the books option. If you want to access, particularly here in Vision Australia, the Vision Australia online library with your member ID and password. But you, remember, you can in there, you can also get to Gutenberg and EPUB books as well. And literally, the book section basically works the same way as the radio stations and podcasts. You press select to start the book playing and press select again to start and stop. And I didn't show this in the podcast, but if you press left and right, you can sort of fast forward and rewind through the book as well, and or podcast if you want to do that as well. So the only buttons I really haven't pressed on this remote now is the exit button, which I'm going to do in a minute, top left hand side. And I haven't pressed volume up and down. So the volume, I said, was up and down, plus and minus, was the bottom left-hand side on the remote. So I'm pressing that up
now. The volume is now at 56%. The volume is now at 60%.
Okay, I'm going to press down.
The volume is now at 56%. The volume is now at 52%.
Okay, and the one on the right-hand side across from the volume up and volume down, of course, was zoom, which is not going to make much difference in the audio podcast, but if I press zoom up.
Zoom level 4. Zoom level 5. Zoom level 6. Of course, this is making it nice and big on the screen, quite easy to see. Zoom level 8.
Okay, and I press down.
Zoom level 6. Zoom level 4. Zoom level 3. Zoom level 2. Zoom level 1.
Okay, and we're back to level 1. That'll finish up this demo now, so I'm actually going to press the top left-hand side on my remote.
Exit. There are three options. Shut down.
So we can shut down the whole computer.
To exit guide, connect and turn off the computer. Select this option.
Okay, so we can shut down the whole computer, pressing down arrow on the remote.
Restart. Two of three. To exit guide, connect and restart the computer. Select this option.
So we can restart the whole computer and down again.
Exit. Three of three. To exit guide, connect and return to the Windows desktop. Select this option.
Okay, or I can select that to return to the Windows desktop, which is what I'm going to do in this particular demo. So I'm press select.
Goodbye. Loading. Please wait.
There we go. All done. Very good. I'm going to put my remote down. So there you go. So that's a bit of a play around with the Dolphin Guide Connect software using the remote, again supplied by Dolphin. If you would like more information on the Dolphin Guide Connect software, you can contact the Vision Australia Vision Store by emailing visionstore@visionaustralia.org, or certainly ring us in business hours on 1300 847 466 here in Australia, or you can always go to our online shop, which is shop.visionaustralia.org, plus the fact you can also go to www.yourdolphin.co, as in co.uk, and you can also download a 30-day trial of the software, and then if you choose to register, you can then purchase your license to turn that 30-day trial demo into a full version. But anyway, that will do me for this demo, and as I say in all my other podcasts, thank you for listening, and bye for now.